gunman that killed three people and wounded others at one of Denmark's biggest shopping malls south of Copenhagen was known among psychiatric services. The three killed have been identified as a teenage girl and boy, both aged 17, and a 47-year-old Russian citizen residing in Denmark. A Copenhagen court has remanded the perpetrator into a psychiatric care facility. The Ukrainian army has retreated from the strategic city of Lysychansk over the weekend as Russia claims a major victory by seizing control of the entire eastern Lugansk region. Leaders from dozens of countries and international organizations will meet today in Switzerland to map out a new Marshall Plan to rebuild Ukraine, aimed to begin even as Russia's war efforts continue to rage. French President Emmanuel Macron has reshuffled his government, looking to reset a second term off to a rocky start after his failure to win a parliamentary majority. While he finally ceded to public pressure by sacking Damien Abad, there was little sign of a major renewal that could turn Macron's fortunes around. Rescuers warned this morning that hope of finding survivors was diminishing after an avalanche set off by the collapse of an Italian glacier during a heatwave killed at least 6 people. Authorities said they did not know how many climbers were hit when the glacier gave way Sunday on Marmolada, the highest mountain in the Italian Dolomites. Several hundred protesters marched Sunday in Akron, Ohio, after the release of body camera footage that showed police fatally shooting a black man. Jayla Walker was killed last Monday at 25 years old after officers tried to stop his car over a traffic violation. The incident is the latest death of an African-American citizen at the hands of police. Drinking water reserves are sufficient to cover summer months, according to the Minister of the Environment, Joel Welfring, who made the statement in response to a recent parliamentary inquiry filled by 2 MPs from the Democratic Party. Although reserves for the summer are considered to be sufficient, an awareness campaign against water wasting was launched on 16 June. Chinese developer Shimao Group said it had failed to make a payment on a $1 billion bond that matured Sunday, one of the biggest such defaults so far this year. China's real estate sector has been struggling since authorities began a crackdown on excessive debt and rampant consumer speculation in 2020, with giants such as Evergrande and Sunak scrambling to make payments and renegotiate with creditors. A Bloomberg analyst described the extent of the debt crisis as beyond any market watcher's imagination. And members of the Luxembourgish Jewish community gather on Sunday to commemorate the deportation of the Luxembourg's Jews during World War II. Minister for Family Affairs and Integration Colin Cowan was also present and underlined the importance of teaching history and not ignoring that anti-Semitic tendencies still exist in Luxembourg today. For more on these stories and to stay informed with the latest news, head to RTL Today. You can do that through our apps, our social media, or directly on rtltoday.lu. Cristiano Ronaldo missed training with Manchester United today due to family reasons, just days after the Portuguese star reportedly told the club he wants to leave. The 37-year-old absence will be interpreted as the latest salvo in his bid to engineer a move away from Old Trafford. Ronaldo is said to be disappointed by United's decline since he returned to the club from Juventus last year. Novak Djokovic admits he can see a lot of Jannik Sinner in himself as the pair face off for a place in the Wimbledon semi-finals tomorrow. Six-time defending champion Djokovic is in familiar territory, targeting an 11th semi-final at the Old England Club and 43rd at the Slams. The Serb easily won the pair's only previous meeting in straight sets on clay in Monte Carlo last year.
The weather, brought to you by Innovos. Energy for today, caring for tomorrow.
The week's getting off to a good start, and you've got a sunny afternoon ahead of you. The temperature right now at 23 degrees, dropping slightly to 19 in the evening hours.